Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for this weekend's UFC main event, Corey Sandhagen taking on Rob Font. Now, this one is, of course, their bantam weights. This one's at 140 pounds. Corey Sandhagen was initially lined up against Umar Nurmagomedov. That fight is no longer happening. Rob Font stepped in on short notice, relatively short notice. They're doing it at catch weight at 140. Before we go any further, this show is brought to you by our friends at AG1. I love this stuff. This is my nutritional safety net on every single day. I wake up in the morning, I mix one scoop into 12 ounces of water, shake it up before I do anything else, and I feel like I have started the day on the right track. 75 high quality ingredients, probiotics, vitamins and minerals. It really is a fantastic quality addition, a good habit that you can add into your daily life. If you use our code OUTLAWED, you'll get a year's free supply of the D3 and K2, which is essential to support your immunity, and you'll get 5 of the free travel packs, which of course are really useful. I always have got a handful of those in my bag whenever I'm going traveling, just to make sure that I don't miss my dose. It just improves my energy, my focus, it improves my sleep, and I feel like I've started the day off on the right track, which makes every decision following that much easier to make in the right direction. So you need to go to drinkag1.com/outlawed. That is drinkag1.com/outlawed. You'll get a year's free supply of D3 and K2. You'll get 5 free travel packs. It is the comprehensive solution to your nutritional needs, and I definitely recommend it. So Sandhagen's ranked 4th in the division. You've got Rob Font ranked 7th and Nurmagomedov ranked 11. It would have been a real big opportunity for Nurmagomedov to get a win over someone so high in the rankings. This, of course, is against someone that's still below Sandhagen in the rankings, but is a little bit closer to his position, arguably a little bit less dangerous for a variety of different reasons. I still like this fight for a lot of reasons, nonetheless. And for me, this is a bit more traditional MMA striking against modern MMA striking. There's a lot of things that Corey Sandhagen does that I feel are very creative. He makes the most of good assets of other people's games. There are certain things about Dillashaw's game and about John Jones's game and about Adesanya's game that he's taken, he's integrated into his own. Like, really, really clever stuff. And I feel partly that that's going to be the reason why I'm going to lean towards him in this fight. I like Rob Font's game, and what we know about basics is that against someone that's got big gaps in their game, or against someone that doesn't have the staying power, good basics is really, really useful, really valuable. I remember watching Prince Nassim Hamed against Marco Antonio Barrera, and that was a moment where I realized how valuable basics are. And, you know, Glover Teixeira is a good reminder of that in mixed martial arts. But when Barrera walked Prince Nassim down and beat him up with basics, something stuck in my brain at that point. And Rob Font, for me, is very much that person. Like, he's orthodox. He moves himself into range with good boxing. He's got good hands. He's got good setups. He's got good power in his lead hook. Good footwork as well. You know, generally moves himself well as a boxer. The downside to that in mixed martial arts, now people are switching stances and attacking the lead leg and using a variety of different feints, not only striking feints, but also level change feints. It throws a lot on the table for someone that's not as versatile as their opponent. And I do feel like Corey Sandhagen is the more versatile of the two. Let me go tailor the tape, because I've just kind of rambled past that. Okay, so tailor the tape, we've got Corey Sandhagen coming in with a record of 16-4, Rob Font with slightly more experience at 20-6. Height advantage for Corey Sandhagen of 3 inches, reach advantage of Rob Font for 1 inch. The reason why I wanted to bring that up now is because the reach is not nearly this. I mean, what's an inch? What we're talking about when it comes to reach is the distance between this fist and this fist if you go across the back of the shoulders, right? We're measuring wingspan. So that the reach is all dependent on the fighting style and on whether the person uses their reach advantage. You've got some people that have got a really long reach that can't use it, and some people that have got a really short reach that are really good at extending their punches the full distance and making the most. Like, Rob Font is much better at close range. He's got a good long left hook, which could be really problematic for Sandhagen. However, the majority of the rest of his game, he has to get quite close to his opponents. And the good thing is that he's got good footwork, so he can move himself into range. The downside fighting Corey Sandhagen is as he's moving in and out of range, he just drifts so well from one stance to the next. It opens up a lot of options for him. Like, say, for example, if Corey's, you know, he's orthodox, he's setting up his lead leg attack and he's smashing that vulnerable lead leg of Rob Font, who stands quite heavy on his lead leg. That lead leg's damaged. As soon as the next round starts, Corey can keep working on that same leg from the same stance. If Rob Font switches, he's going to be very uncomfortable because that's not his natural stance. He's naturally orthodox. So then when Corey starts to work on his lead leg from a southpaw stance, then Rob Font's doubly screwed because then he has to go back to an orthodox stance where he's more comfortable technically, but less comfortable because of the damage that's already been taken on his lead leg in the first round. Like, this is the benefit in being able to switch stance as well as the drawback coupled into the same thing. And with Corey Sandhagen having such a good ability to push and pull his opponents, switching stances allows him to pull to different angles and move people onto shots when they're trying to cut him down. Like, times when Rob Font has been caught and capitalized against good strikers that move well is when he's like trying to hustle his way forward too much. And he's walking onto clean shots. Like, he's trying to rush his way into range. I mean, like, the fight against Yanez it was a good example of his staying power, for example. His fight against Vera was a good example of his staying power when the fight doesn't go back in his direction. I mean, he got really beaten up in that fight. And you look at the Vera performance for Font compared to the Vera performance for Sandhagen, and you can see that there's more variety in the game from Sandhagen, which made Vera more tentative. It gave him more to think about, and it also kept Corey safer in ranges where Rob Font was more vulnerable because he doesn't have the options that Corey has to either attack or defend. Now, for me, if I'm Rob Font coming into this one, I've got to try and take away that movement of Sandhagen. I've got to damage his lead leg as much as possible, whichever that leg is. And once I've started to damage that lead leg, I want to then start taking his movement away from him. Now he's slowed down, and squeeze him up against the fence where I can start to then work my biggest strength in this fight, which is going to be his close range boxing. Like, Rob Font wants Corey Sandhagen up against the fence just on the end of his knuckles to make the most of that slick close range boxing style that he's got. And to couple with that, he's also got very good stepping in elbows. Like, we've seen Rob Font use elbows well, and that could be something else that as Corey is up against the fence, level changing, trying to work his way into a position that is not so vulnerable, there might be opportunities for Rob Font to start bracing and hitting with elbows and knees, which I do feel like he could be successful with. Given the space, Corey Sandhagen is going to be really difficult to track down. And without taking away his legs and without taking away his movement, that's going to be something that Rob Font's going to be dealing with for the whole fight. He's going to be walking onto shots, and then he's going to be dealing with Sandhagen stepping in and level changing and mixing up grappling exchanges in it. I often use Corey Sandhagen. Let me grab a drink. I often use Corey Sandhagen as an example of a fighter that's very good at constantly switching the fight back into his direction. And it's a good thing to... Well, one second. It's a good thing for you guys to try if you want, because, like, sometimes when I'm watching a fight and the fight's kind of 50-50, I'm like, okay, this is kind of slow. Other times, there are moments where you can see one fighter's completely dominating. And usually when one fighter dominates for long enough, they remedy a conclusion. They find a finish in some way. But sometimes if a fight's competitive, you can have 30 seconds where one fighter's got the upper hand, then 20 seconds where it switches to the other fighter, and then it comes back for 5 seconds and then goes back for 40 seconds. And you've got this ebb and flow. And a lot of that, those times when the fight switches back to the other person, is based on a good or a bad decision by one of the fighters. Either not getting an underhook at the right time, or spinning and throwing a stupid attack when they should have chosen something more straightforward and more effective. Like there are lots and lots of different things within mixed martial arts where that moment shifts to your opponent's advantage. And for me, Sandhagen is one of the best at constantly flipping it back, right? The moment where he feels like his opponent's getting an advantage, he finds a way of firing it back in his direction, right? Like you jump on a takedown, and just as you're about to finish the takedown, he starts to chase the neck. And you know, he hits the ground, and before he gets pinned, he's rolling and inverting and trying to chase something. That's going to be the problem here for Rob Font. Whenever Font starts to get into a flow, Sandhagen's going to throw something at him that's problematic and difficult to deal with. And that's one of the reasons why I feel like Sandhagen had more respect for Chito Vera than Rob Font did. Like, Vera was kind of cruising a bit in the Rob Font fight, whereas Sandhagen kept him on his toes a lot more. The breakdown of the records is also quite interesting as well. Both very, very difficult to stop. 16-4, as I said, for Sandhagen. 7 by knockout, 3 by submission, Reneke choke, triangle, and armbar. He's been subbed once by Aljamain Sterling. Rob Font's also been subbed once. It was a guillotine against Munoz. Both very difficult to submit. I would like to see them grapple. I feel like Rob Font's going to be more interested in holding top position and trying to control and slow it down. And I feel like Sandhagen's going to be just constantly trying to create a scramble and grab a hold of something. You know, get back into a situation where he's either striking successfully or he's, you know, or he's on his feet and he's moving and picking Rob Font off. Rob Font, 20 wins on his record, 9 by knockout, 4 by submission. And Rob Font does have a better knockdown ratio as well. 1,250 strikes with 7 knockdowns compared to just over 1,000 strikes for Corey Sandhagen with 3 knockdowns. So you've got to think Rob Font, at close range, is going to be able to land clean shots and do damage to Corey Sandhagen. The difficulty is going to be taking space away from Sandhagen and stopping him kind of running the show and setting the pace. He's got such a lovely flow. He's got nice setups. He's got lovely push-pull style. Like, you think about the spinning head kick that he landed on Moraes, where he went spinning back kick and he got Moraes kind of reaching for the kick and then you know, adapted the attack. Very, very useful things to use against someone that's consistently in the same stance, reactive with their hands, trying to move into range. I feel like there are more options here for Corey Sandhagen, and I think the rankings reflect the difference between the two fighters. Rob Font is definitely up there. He's very competitive. If you give him the opportunity to get into the fight in the later rounds and you've not done enough damage early on, he may well catch you with something and put you away. Sandhagen's very, very difficult to hit cleanly. He's very difficult to hurt. Very difficult to take down and hold down and control in any way, to be honest. Doesn't quite have the same kind of stopping power necessarily with his hands as Rob Font, but can be very, very effective nevertheless. And sometimes a fighter's toughness, like Rob Font against Chito Vera, is, you know, sometimes to their overall detriment. This could look like a masterclass from Corey Sandhagen, unless Rob Font is able to take his movement away. Looking forward to it. Should be a very, very good fight. All right, enjoy and see you next time.